Rabbi, this has been a very, very exciting time in the yeshiva on many levels. We just celebrated recently the siyum of so many of you as part of the night seder of Masechas Sukkah, and we moved to Masechas Beitza. Today, of course, was a special day, the repeat of bringing back. We had today for the first time in many years, Rav Elson, we had a shir for the yard site of Yitzchak Ochanan, given by the Nasi. And it's also a very special time because we are doing what the little bit that we can to mark 25 years since the passing of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. I want to encourage everyone this Sunday. There is a special program here at the yeshiva. We'll be hearing from Rav Shechter Shlita, Rav Ganak Shlita, Rabbi Rakefet Shlita. And that'll be this Sunday morning. There are programs going on in the community, and not exactly related to that, but probably couldn't be any more appropriate. We have the schus to have with us tonight Rav Chaim Ilson, one of the Talmidim Mufakim of the Rav, who's in not for the around the yard site, but for a Simcha Baruch Hashem. But it's a tremendous schus to have him here. He, of course, is the founder of the Yeshiva Derech HaTalmud. He's written up many of the Svarim with the writings of the Rav and the Rav's father, Rav Moshe. And it's been quite a while since we've had the schus to have you here at the yeshiva after spending so many years here to be able to give us a shir as a shir psicha for Masechas Beitza. Rav Elson Shlita.
I'll speak loud enough so you can hear me.
You want another shot?
No, it's okay. Just a disclaimer, I can't say I know I have any experience in giving a shir psicha, and I can't say I've heard the Rav do one, so... But I can say that I had the schus in 1969 to study Beitza Rav Alper Zichrono Livracha, and in 1971, when I came into the Rav Shir, the Rav announced that he's learning Perek Mefanim. Okay, I'm not sure. That's the 18th Perek in Shabbos. So I didn't understand what was going on. It was going, let's see, what's this? In the middle of Shabbos, 18th Perek, isn't that? I said to myself, this is my lucky day. Because basically, Rav Alpert, in the night shurim, the afternoon shurim, had said, and what I finished over the summer, I was opening up the 18th Perek of Shabbos just as I walked into this year. But, you know, the truth is, it was scary. There were like these poles in the back of the thing, and I just hid behind the pole. You know, I don't understand what it was. Okay. What I want to do is slowly to introduce you to something which the Rav mentioned a certain nafkamina. You need to hear. It's okay now. It's like this. Okay. I never did this before. You know, like they have these things, you know. That's fancy.
They want to hear it.
Okay, good. Okay. He asked a certain question, and I was just amazed at the excitement after Sukkot that he found someone who talked about this question. I'll slowly but surely, you know, try to develop the issue. Okay. Beitza, you have to understand, is like a conglomerate of many different things. But it assumes that you know everything else before. So it becomes very, it's either very, you can fool yourself, you think you know it, or you can try to supplement everything. There's muksa, there's tircha, melechasei chol nefesh, Erev Tafshilin, Tchumin of the Nechol, Simchas Yontif. Okay. So I am not going to try to talk about all these topics because if I try to introduce them, I could, but I don't think you would get anything out of any one of them in the short time that I have. So what I've done is to try to focus on two things and try to see if we can like do a circle and talk about Muksa and Tircha, okay? Now, Muksa is a very odd thing because the Gemara calls it Dovah Sheishal Matir. Okay? And the thing is, my impression is, and I see this again and again in learning in anything, that something which you see and you see again and again, you ask less questions about it, and you accept it as a fact and don't try to understand it, okay? So what I'm going to do is introduce a lot of background because, you know, I just remember the Rav just asked a certain question and I didn't understand the, let's say, the profundity of the issue until, you know, unless you have the background. So I'm going to try to give you the background. I'll ask the question and I'll point out what he said and I'll say when he got excited, when he came back to Sukkot, I remember he was studying with his grandson and he's discovered this. Okay, we'll see. Okay, let's start slowly. Rashi in Beitza on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Rabo di osa hachono she'ena b'yadayim mamish. Hachono she'ena b'yadayim mamish. Whatever that means, something meila the taimei. The Omer Rabbah bePsachim, the Yalav Mehocha, the Muksa deRaisa. So Muksa deRaisa and the sugi from Hachana go hand in hand. And Rashi says Vehchino, Vizmino, Kegain, Mikan ani Oichal Mocha. Kilo, it's almost a mitzvah bedibur. You have to say Mikan ani Oichal Mocha. The Imishum Hachana biYadayim, Buloima. Shiyoifu v'yavashu l'bod yoyim. It's like a posik. Behediksiv. Eisa shetofu eifu. Elo hazmona b'fe ko'oma. Uksiv b'yoyim hashishi. V'stam shishi cholhu. Okay. Then it says like this. Interesting. V'achshivei rachmona l'su'udas Shabbos. Shehazmineno m'bod yoyim. I guess since we learned the Shabbos out for Mon. And the issue is that Eichel, for Suda Shabbos, require Achona. So the question is, very nice, you require Achona. And it's the Raisa did, okay? At least, in this man, the Omer, the Gemara, we'll see maybe some might even quote it, Halacha L'maisa, but that's not for us now. But the question is, what does it mean that Muksa is the Raisa? Okay. We know, and whenever you think about Muksa, whenever you try to tell your children or a young child about Muksa, you know, it's like Muksa has become the code word for everything, for all Melech Shabbos, everything that you just keep away. Like Muksa is like, you know, like you're petrified of the monster, just stay away. Okay? But being brought up with the Rav, everything has to have an address and everything defined. So let's try to understand what this is. Okay. Rashi in Psochim, a memzayin mebeis, el diapik havoro v'ayil atzei muksa, o muksa deraisehu, omalei in, tichsiv v'hoya b'yom ashishi v'yichino eshashi yovino. Okay. V'azrei mehocho miloisaseko melocho. So the Gemara, a priori, is offhand like an enigma. The Gemara says that there's a din hachonim b'deraisa, and there's a hazchora about it from loisaseko melocho. It's like, you know, apples and bananas. You know, what do they have to do? They have nothing to do with each other. So Rashi says like this: the Eilatzei Muksa, the Hashtelek Lemei Mahoil, the Midiraisa, also Lihishtamesh, the Ace, Eish Muksa. Bekitze is the Achono, the Muksa deraisa, is an Isa Tashmish, an Isa Hano, where it's Hano Askilui, that the Chefs is being destroyed. You're not allowed to be Nene from these flames. Since the Eitzim Amuksa, being Nene from the flames, you've already Nisa deraisa. Okay, that's fine then. But what does it do with Malacha? The Gemara says Vechina, so you could have stopped Vechina Sheyavino and Muksa the Raisa. You can't be Nene. What does it do with Malacha? And Vazrei Malacha. So Rash says like this: the Midraisa also the Shtamish Veis Muksa Beyontiv, and that's the whole explanation. So it's an amazing thing. You can't say Hoyl anymore. See. Since I can't use this Eish Midraisa because of Dini Shabbos or Dini Yontif, so then it's Mafkia from this Sreifa the Melechas Eichol Nefesh. I can't use this Eish, and my whole Heta to be Madlik the Eish is Melechas Eichol Nefesh, and we don't look at this as a separate Isa, because I'm saying, let's say for example I violate an Isa. I violated Isa, and I'm Madlik an Eish on Shabbos. So therefore what? I'm Lech HaSechel Nefesh, I want to eat this. No. It's an amazing thing. And that's the Azerosim Rocha. Because this Eish has within it an Isa of Tashmish, of Shabbos and Yontif, so this Eish cannot be a Lech HaSechel Nefesh. Madlik this Eish cannot be a Bishul. That's what Moses says. I'm not getting involved. The Miri learns different. It's Rabbeinu David. And the question is, what's the Pshat in the Miri? But what I want to point out to you is I found a Shilteis, which seems to say something like this Rashi. At least, we'll see. A Shilteis in Parshas Bishalach. Shilta memzayin, shilta. The osiluhu ledebeis Yisrael lemechal biyuma deshabsa midim dehavei muksa. The isa is an isa achiva. Osa lemechal biyuma deshabata biyuma deshabata midim dehavei muksa meesmo laachiva. Kegon teine viinve deaskinu liavshinu gregus itzmukim uben ashmoshes lo yevishu viyevishu lamocha. They won't dry and they won't be ready to eat uben ashmoshes only during the next day. Osa lemechul minayil tali azmin lachilo mecholo tichsiv vechinu eis asheyaviu omarova mehaikho chol mechol shabbos v'chul. That's the shultes. So there is an Isa Tashmish in Muksa. It's not clear everyone agrees with this. I'm not. That's, there might be the Mir, Rabbeinu David. But you can ask yourself another question. This whole discussion over here is of Muksa Deraisa. However, if Muksa Derabonan, maybe this whole thing falls off. Beyond the purview from this year, which I wanted to pair, but I decided I have to finish something. You could make a case in Rashi that maybe in Rashi there's no Isa Tashmish Midrabonan. And the whole discussion is if it's a Tashmish. Okay, I'm not different. I have five or six Rashis, but I'm not getting involved in them now. But whatever it is, I'm just telling you it's not Poshe, but there is a Rashba. There is a Rashba, which everyone quotes. A Rashba in Shabbos, the Chof Tesamad Aleph, where the Rashba clearly says, V'gach the Mele Delek, he says, Avlano abome Mele Domi, Ali. He says, Shele Osula Letatolo, V'afa gach the Mele Delek, V'hoilech, Sheva Kli, V'nene Mimenu, U'mishtamish Li Oiroi, Shele Osula Letatolo, Oili Oichloi, v'afil l'shtamish bo b'yadayim k'moy hadloko. This is an isa tashmish. Midrabo. Okay? I'm not going to get involved now whether the isa tashmish requires dafka hanosho kilui, which is where you get the impression of the Rajbo. The truth is based on Levi about it. If you work on the Rams of Natvach Shel Avonim, you may come to very interesting conclusions. You work in the sugya about lying down in the mita with the kashi. You see how Rashi learns it. You see how the Ram learns it. Okay, say that. But whatever it is, let's just assume now the Rashba says there's an Isa Hanor. We don't know if everyone says this thing, but it's possible even if Muksa is not the Raisa, there is Isa Hanor in Muksa. Okay. However, Rashi in Beitza, Avi Beza and Aleph, very clearly says that Muksa is a Gzeira, Tiltal is a Gzeira Mishum Hoitzo. Shalei Nesa, Tiltal Ela Mishum Hoitzo. So much so, Rashi asked an amazing question. And if someone would ask you the question, you'd think, Umashil Gozu, I'll call a Tiltulim. I feel al uichlim v'keilim mishum de'en grazing gzeira al atzibo elin king loiv atzibo yichol namuibo. Basically, they would have asked, the Issa Tilta, we don't have anything to do. We don't know what it is. Those things which you need on Shabbos, they won't grazer. And those things which you need on Shabbos, they grazer tilta lato hoitzo. Another Rashi in Beitza, Lamed Zayin, when Aleph, That's why you'll have to carry kelim. And Nechemim Chakali at some point was Geizer on it, wasn't Geizer, whatever it is. That's a different sort. Okay. Bekitsa is, you have an Isa Tiltal, and you have an Isa Hanor. And, interesting enough, the Chazam Sefer points out, if you don't believe me, maybe you believe him, that you shouldn't make the mistake. And he says, Niflesi, Chzam Sofer, Chelek Aleph, or Chaim, Semenai, Tes, Neurois Niflesi, Al Mephosh, Jehiskir, Mechilis Kvoy Terosa, Shehikshu Meshas, Tekom, Atilta, Drabonon, Vorabas, Yuli, Achona, Deraisa. They're two different issues, and that's what he says. Ois Mephosh, it's Stumen, Vienem, Froshim. Lecho Muksa, who also Isa the Raisa, the boy Achon Lachil the Shabbos, he assumes like Rashi, and that's it. And he says, Aval the Tautel, Dovashin Roy, Xer in the Chemi Bechakalki, he Umishum Hoitzo. I don't know if I would have said Xer in the Chemi Bechakalia, because the Gemara in Shabbos talks about Dovar Melech being a Muksa when he was Nifta, and we, okay, that's really relevant for us, okay? But there's a gzeira of tiltal mishum hoitzah, and there's a gzeira, and there's a might be a deraisa or certainly main a deraisa of an isa hanor muksa. Okay. Now, you should just understand one thing, and this will be the introduction a little bit. Now, when we say ota tiltal lav mishum hoitzah, is that just a reason to make the gzeira? Or it tells you something about the action of tilto. And the truth is, the Ramban, in the Shoshim, has the following line. The Shvus mi divreim, achas, melocha achas, hi, mikamu melocha Yisrael Shabbos. It's any one of any peculiar melacha. Shfus is a melacha mitrabbonon. V'chinovi b'chlal cheshben ha-mitzvahs ha-moitzi l'kamesh u'livreyim v'en yoichon ha-gabi behemo v'en shoten ha-penei ha-mayim. It's like a melocha mit the Rabbanon. V'chol she'osu ha-chom mishum shvus elokulam b'chlal aseh v'lois aseh shal Shabbos hein k'mo she'ovis melochis kulon la'vechon. So he says, an aseh v'lois aseh. That's what we used to say. That Shavuos is Melacha Midrabbanan. This is Ramban. It's also Minchas Chinuch. In Mitzvah Chavdal, we need Kol Shavuos in the Rabbanan, she goes to B'Shabbos, the Yontif, Osen Kmoi, Im Oive, Vi Oise Melacha Shal Teira, Oive Beloise Se, Vi Ase, Kein Oise Melacha Divreim, Oive Gam Kein Vi Ase, Beloise Me Divreim. Ayin Oash Shana Bechole. Now, further, the Rabbi used to quote Rabbi Kveger. The Rabbi Kveger in Yodeis and Beis, that he has the possibility that someone who violates Shavuos on Shabbos for Hesher is a Meshumud L'chal Shabbos. Meshumud L'chal HaTorah Kulo. I use the word Meshumud because Muma was from the senses. Okay. And the truth is, he quoted Rav Kveger, but it's a Ritvo. It's a Ritvo Ne'erven. Ritvo Ne'erven, Samach Tesamar Aleph, very clearly says it. That he says. V'shamin mihochad, the Meshumid, L'chal Shabbos, is Mikrei Afilu B'Oval Yisirut Rabbonon. Very clear. Okay. So now is the setting. That was the stage. The Rav said, it says in the Gemara in Beitza, on Daf Dalet, that Muksa is a Dover Sheish Lomatirin. A Dover Sheish Lomatirin has a heter, has something which is Matir V'Isa. So he asked the question. He said, would anyone in the right mind say that Meleches Afia and Shabbos is a Dover Sheish Lomatirin because tomorrow I'll be able to bake? Mutzoi Shabbos is Matir Yisam Locha. He said, that's ridiculous. The Issa Melacha was only said on Shabbos. So he said, what does it mean that Muksa is a Dover Sheish Lomatirin? And he said, it expresses itself that Bein Hashmoshes Migo de iskatsoi lebein hashmoshes, iskatsoi lekule yoima, that the ben hashmoshes is erev Shabbos, is an oiser? And the ben hashmoshes of mutzoi Shabbos is a matir. But the question is, matir what? Melacha? Doesn't make any sense. So the Rav said, what we're talking about is the Issa Tashmish of Muksa. And the Issa Tashmish of Muksa that we can talk about, V'hoya b'yom ha-shishi v'echina she'yaviyu, b'en ha-shmoshes, not having this hachono, is an oisa? And Motzoi Shabbos is a matir. And net he threw out a line before he went away before Sukkot. And he said, Nu Yitzur! You could have imagined Motzoi Shabbos without a Ben Hashmoshes to be Matir, the Issa Muksa would extend indefinitely. And then he left us. Then he came back. Okay. And he came back like this, okay? He came back very, very excited. came out with a Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor is like this. The Baal HaMor in Beitza. It's Baal HaMor in Beitza. Said he discovers him. Baal HaMor in Beitza comes out very excited. Baal HaMor in Beitza. Tez Zayin with Beis and Tapir Rif. V'suka the mitzvah lo mahani bot no klal lo shno briya v'lo shno ruo the migol the iskatzoy le mitzvosa migol the iskatzoy chad the shaita iskatzoy lekul hu shivas yoyme tekachad yoyme arichta the migol the iskatzoy of sukkis starts on the first day of sukkis and continues. Doesn't stop until afterwards. The kachat yum arichadom v'noye suka mahani b'hutanoi b'yoymeini boidemen b'chol b'shvan v'iloi v'ilam ocher asir suka migos kusod v'ashvos kusod amel kulusha. So he asked himself the question: Rabbeisai, what does this mean? Is someone going to tell me? Is someone going to say that the Noye Sukkah, you cannot be metaltal al Chol HaMoed because of a Shavuos, of a Yitzor? That's ridiculous. The whole Issa Yitzor, the whole Issa was only on Shabbos. He says, oh, that's it. We're talking about the Issa Tashmish. And as far as Issa Tashmish is concerned, the huksul mitzvose the Tashmish Sukkah, the Ben Hashmoshes of Yontif is not a matir, because the Tashmish of the whole Yontif. See, you have a case that the Ben Hashmoshes was not a matir. And that's what he came back and he said. Okay? Just an example of, you know, my introduction to the Shia. Now, next. Okay? I just tried to make this as simple as possible. A simple issue, a simple chakira. You know, if you're going to come to the conclusion, okay, that there's no Issa Tashmish in Muksa, you're going to have to deal with the Avashesh Nabatir. And I just want to tell you one thing. There is a certain school in yeshivas that because of the kasha, you machrich the tshuva. That's not the way we were taught to learn. You know, if it's a problem, it's a problem. You know, maybe these shittas exist and maybe it's a problem. But this is what he said as far as the Baal HaMor is concerned. Okay, so. Now, next. I want to tell you something now. I want to introduce you to the Ramban. And then we'll introduce you to the Rambam afterwards. We have time, okay? Now, I want to introduce you to the Ramban not only in terms of the issues of Muksa, but also a more of a global perspective of what the Ramban is trying to do in Chumash. And different words that he used, it may be a clue which might be useful for you. What I want to do, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about it. There's a strange parsha. I can't say strange, it's very scary, let's say. At the end of Sefer Ezra, which the Archbishop of Canterbury called it Nehemiah, and it happened to be that's the convention which was taken. There's only a Sefer Ezra, which is Ezra and Nehemiah, and the end, which we call Nehemiah, or they called Nehemiah, really is the end of it. Is this discussion about somehow there was a lot of bartering and selling and things going on in Shabbos. Okay, so that's the end over there. Okay, I want to show you an amazing thing. I'm going to just point it out so you shouldn't be just taken aback by it. That the Ramban in the Shroshim quotes this parsha and says X, and then at the same time, writing his Pirush HaChumash, says Y. And the question is X and Y a steer, and what's going on? Okay? That's just to get your mindset. Okay. Comes the Ramban like this. V'chein Shvus, in Sherish Beis, V'chein Shvus l'Shabbis b'me Ezra u'veiz dino tikno. U'mehem kiyin shekosuv. And he quotes part of Bekitza, what's going on in that excerpt over there, when the Chemia is giving them Musa and whatever, and Ezra. This was Takonis Ezra of Shvus. Umehem kiyin shekosuv vatsuim yoshvu bo meviim dog v'chol mecha umoichim b'shabbos in the Yehuda b'Yerushalayim. That's exactly from Caleb. So he quotes these psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah about Shavuos. And, logically it's okay because Shavuos is exactly from the Bezdin of Ezra. And that was it. However, this Shvus, just keep in mind, what is Shvus? Shvus is a melacha mit rabbon. Okay. And we understand very well the whole parasha in the Chemia, because he says to him, I want to explain this to you, V'riva eschor Yehuda v'yomu lehem ma hadov hora hazeh asher atem oisim. Umachalim es yoyim haShabbos. Umachalim es yoyim haShabbos. So I remember the Rav learning Shabbos being the year. He said, Rabbi Yisai, if someone is not going to make Kiddush on Shabbos, is that Chilul Shabbos? Is that Chilul Shabbos? What is Chilul Shabbos? He says, Chilul Shabbos is melacha. Machaleh Amos Yomus is melacha. Shvus is Chilul Shabbos. Because Shvus is a melacha midrabono. And he said, that's pshat. When we learn Misha Hechshech, towards the end of the year, the last period in Shabbos. Tanan, Kufnun Gimel Amid Beis. Hamechalas Hashabbos Dovah Shechayov Mashir Gosre Chatos V'Alzdono Skilo Michlal Diik Emidi De'en Chayov Mashir Gosre Chatos V'Alzdono Skilo Umay Ninu Lav De Mechamer. And they want to say Lav De Mechaber is called Chilul Shabbos. It's not Hamechalas Hashabbos, it's Chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara says Lo Tchumim V'Alib De Rabbi Akiva is Chilul Shabbos. V'havoro alib de Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi who says the Lav Yot says, Havoro is also Chilul Shabbos. Okay. And Shavuos is Chilul Shabbos. And that's why the Ramban says that this parsha is referring to Shavuos. V'arivo es chori. Atem hoisim machal nesiyoy ma'shabbos. And that's the Yom Mecha. That's all very nice. If I stop here, everything we find is dandy. However, comes the Ramban in Chumash. In Vayikra Chof Gimel Chof Dalet, in discussion of Shabbosin, and quotes the parsha of Nehemiah. And he tries to set up, and I'll read it to you, a whole new issue, a whole new category, halacha category, called Yoim Shel Menucha, or what you might call Yoim Shel Tircha. And we have to begin to understand what Tircha is. And now Ban says like this, but listen, if you know Nach, you know he's quoting the Pesukim Nehemiah. V'nirli she'amejush hazeh lo'ima she'etztavinu min ha'tera li'yois lonu menucha b'yontiv afil medvorim she'ena melocha lo she'yitchach kol hayoim limdoir hatfuois v'lishkol ha'perois v'amatonois l'malei chob yizyayin l'fanos ha'kelim. What's going on over there? He's quoting again. V'gamu avonim mibayis lebayis imochim lemochim v'im hoyisu yimukefes chaimut losses nuulis v'layla. He's referring to Yerushalayim. You oim sala chamoirim v'afyayin v'anovim mutainim v'chomas yoviu biyontiv v'yehashuk mole l'chomekach umemke v'tiyachanus psucho v'chenvoni makiv v'shulchanim al shulchanam v'azubim lifneim v'yupolim ashkim m'lachton u'maskirim atzim ha'kholid l'dvorim eilu u'kiyetzim behen v'hutu hayom teimu eilu v'afilu sh'atzmoy Shabbos atzmoy sh'b'chol zeh ein bohem mishum melocha l'kach omra teira shabbosoin she'yiye yoim shviso menucha lo yoim teirach v'zeh pirish. So it's an amazing thing. The Ramban himself is quoting the same parasha which he quotes in the Shoshim in Sefer HaMitzvos as the Makor for Shvusim for his new halacha category called Yom Menucha v'lo Yom Shel Tircha. So, you know, you can say it's a stira, you can say whatever you want, or you can say some type of, you know, whatever. So I want to tell you what I think over here. But I just want to explain to you something about the Ramban before we get started. Now, when you look at the Ramban in Chumash, you're struck by... Sometimes you don't know what he's trying to do. Apoisenu, this way, Tochein, you know, it's all different themes and things are flowing around, okay? And I want to tell you just what I think he's trying to do. And I want to tell you the significance of this, okay? The Ramban quotes many times Derech Apoisenu, and at the same time, he can quote something derech hapshat. Derech hapshat, he doesn't say that it's pshuto shel mikra. Derech hapshat is a person who understands Tanakh and understands the word and understands the general themes of Tanakh. And this is the way they will look at the psukim, okay? And you're allowed to learn Tanakh like that. And that's called derech hapshat. And not only are you allowed to learn Tanakh like that, but there's some Indian to it. Otherwise, why would the Ramban be going about doing it? But on the other hand, what's going on? The Rabbi Hussein will say one thing, and Derech HaPshat is something else. So what exactly happens? Okay. So I have a thesis about this, and it's beyond the purview of our little chat this evening, the psicha on Maseches Beitzah, to talk about it. I think that the Ramban's opinion, when it comes to a mitzvah, okay, to the Maseira of mitzvahs, that's Derech Abuseinu. And I'll explain to you for a second why I think so. For example, he'll say something, and I'll show you how this is just completely gone. those who might have lived Moed Katan, okay, know that all melacha, except for Zriya, whatever, the melacha is all drabonin, right? The Ramban is ready to say the Kol Tircha on Shvius, and he compares it in a different place to Shabbos, and he says like this. Shvius. So how can that be? Not Derech Abosein. I think what Ramban means in Derech Abuseinu, it might be the Ritzein HaTera. Okay? It might be Kavonis HaTera. But you can't call it a mitzvah. Mitzvah is only with the Messiah. Derech HaPshat, he's trying to explain to you what the Kavonis HaTera might be and the Ritzein HaTera is. I'm not sure I have this worked out because I can understand this when it comes to Sutton and Hoggis. You have to ask yourself what he's talking about Kedushin Tiyu, whether he's talking about the Hapshat, because in Sefer Mitzvahs, he learns the Kedushin Tiyu. You'll see in Cherish and Cherish Dalit, it's a mitzvah called Torah Kula. So how can he say this? And he's talking about Arai, he's talking about there, and Shalom Nuva Vishus HaTerah. I always was wondering that maybe in Chumash over there, he's saying Derech HaPshat, and that is the Kavonis HaTera, that you shouldn't be Novush HaTera. But if you look in terms of the Messiah of Hussainu, it's a mitzvah which is clearly called a Torah Kula, which would be Sherish Dalet. Okay. Similarly, it's possible to look at this parsha in Nehemiah with two pairs of glasses. You can have the spectacles of the Chachmei Meseira and say that Chil Shabbos is Melacha. And you can have the spectacles of Derech HaPshat and say that a Yom Shel Tircha is also called Chil. And that's what Nehemiah was getting excited. In fact, if you look at another Ramban, this is, I don't want to get, because I want to still do the Ramban about Lakachoy seems to say that the Torah's idea of Shabbos is a day that man connects with the Rabbi Nishon, with Machshova, it's all about God. And here, in Emor, he can quote in one hand, to look at Mitzvah Chefzecha V'Davodover and in the Mitzvah is the Chachmei HaMeseira, and in the other hand, Mitzvah Chefzecha V'Davodover as an expression of this Kavanas HaTerah, which is an amazing thing. And then I'm going to tell you something, which if you were medayik in the Loshen, it should blow your minds. Tesis quotes a Yishalmi a Medrash that Rav Shimon ben Yochai told his mother that she, when she was speaking too much on Shabbos, that she shouldn't speak too much and not be Machal Shabbos. Not be Machal Shabbos, Rabbi Yishalm, Tachil Shabbos, Tzach Melacha! But if you learn that the Kavonis HaTerah, the Ratzon HaTerah is yointi b'kosher to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Plappling and plappling, excuse the Yiddish, but I think it basically is not connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, the final sequel of this. The Rambam. I want to introduce you to the Rambam. The Rambam does an amazing thing. The Rambam at the end of Perek Chof Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam says like this. Omu Chachomim Osu Chachom Letaltil Miksas Dvorim B'Shabbos Kederch Sho'isa B'Chol. Amru, umayim isiru nevim, v'tzivu shlo yehi lucha shal Shabbos ki lucha shal chol, v'o sichas ha-Shabbos ki sichas ha-chol, shnem v'da bedovo, kal v'chorim shire tiltula b'Shabbos ki tula b'chol, kdei shlo yehi yom chol b'einov, v'yavo lahadviya l'saken, keilu mipina l'pina, v'yibayis l'bayis, v'latzni ha-vonim ki yitzu bohen, shari botel v'yoyishi b'beisa v'yivakish to v'yisasek boi, You have to understand, Perich Chof Dalet, Chof Aleph, to the end of Chof Gimel, is the Ram starts, Nema Bater Tishbeis, Afil B'dvorim Shein Melocha, either Dreim Melocha or Meir Dei Melocha. There are two types of Shvus. There's a melacha mit rabbonon, which looks like a melacha, and a melacha mit rabbonon, which might come from melacha. Ein oich ma'asus, ein olim b'ilon, shema, gzeir Hashem. And then there's deima melacha. Then in Perich of Dalet, he opens up with mitzol chepsecho and davedovo, talking about the isa hilucha shashabes hilucha b'cho, all different things, and it's a whole, the perik itself, is an amazing thing to study what he put in that parak. And he even put in that parak, he even put a discussion about Shabbos, but that's not that you look, when you study Vayachar, you'll work on it in the Rambam. But at the end of the parak, he introduced a new category. The Kal V'chaimah is a Kal V'chaimah for Mitzvah Chefzecha. And then at the end of the parak, introduces new Shabbosim, Yoim Menucha. He says, Laman Yanuach. V'olid Shivakel. And he says, V'yom Kumar Tayolim, Kiritzim, Yoim, Lefikoch, Yom Leil, Shloshova Shvisa Nikeres. Shvisa Nikeres. But we're not talking about Tircha over here. We're talking about Tiltul Muksa. The Rambam has turned the world upside down. Basically, everyone agreed that Tiltul was Shvus. Okay. The whole question was there might be Nisa Tashmish in Muksa. Okay. Then there might be other issues, nothing to do with Muksa, of Yom Menucha, the Tzuas Hayoim. Comes the Rambam and says that's what Muksa is all about. Muksa is all about Laman Yanuach. This whole category, the Rav, I remember he was comparing and play, you know, asking in the shul, then, well, the Ramban is the same as the Ramban, not the same, whatever it is. But what the Rambam is doing is introducing similar categories to the Ramban and talking about it not in terms of Kavonis HaTeira, Yitzayin HaTeira, and the Chilul Shabbos, like Ima, the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but he's talking about a din in Mishneh Torah. Pekitzeh is the dinim of Menucha, of Tiltul Muksa, because of Shabbos, and it's nothing to do with Melocha. And that's why the Rambam separates Chof Aleph, Chof Gimel, Chof Beis and Chof Gimel. That's Melocha mit Rabbonim. And then this is like the epilogue. It's a kal v'chaimah from Mitzvah Chefsecha, and also not only it's a kal v'chaimah, but it has in the Laman Yanuach that the Torah had in mind a certain type of day, which itself is amazing. And I'll leave you with this, because the Rambam
And Shoyosh Shishi says that you can equate the Lois Aseh and the Aseh of Shabbos. And they basically reflect, one reflects the other. But if you're going to end up and say that the Aseh has new categories and dimensions which Lav doesn't have, then really it's not a parallel. We have to understand what all this means. But that is where the Rambam goes. So the Maase is what you have is Rashi in Mukhtar D'Raisa and Issa Tashmish. Most of the Rishonim that we spoke about in Mukhtar D'Rabbanon is Amalacha Midrabbanon Zaitzah. L'chayu, you can't imagine anything to do with the Rishish of Matir. Okay. Then I introduce to you to show you what Tircha is in general, might be, and what Yom Tircha is, and Yom Menucha is, and what the Ramban does in Chumash, and what he does with the Parsha in Nechemya. And the Rambam offhand embraces a similar idea to this and says, Rabbeisai, this is Muksa! And the world changes according to the Rambam. The Rambam is going out of his way. And you have to think, as you learn Beitzah, what it is. The Rambam is going out of his way to say, and that's the Ravid is. Atu tilto lav mishum oitzah. The Ravid is the Baal HaMasigis. Why does the Rambam say oitzah? And the Rambam is saying, no, that it's the Shabbos. Okay. I don't know if I should ask questions. Should I have questions? Or, if you want, I could tell you, it was about this time, I told this once, and maybe I told it, I don't know if I told it over here, my last meeting with the Rav. Okay? I'll leave you with that, and that should be the... Okay. I was working... Let's say, it was almost like I was almost possessed. I remember Chaim Soloveitchik coming to me and says, listen, you, sugar, why doesn't have to come out before Pesach, you know. So I decided not going from Eretz Yisrael to America without having the two shagram v'agri with me in my suitcase. Okay, I said, that's it. And then so whatever it is, I ended up driving up Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein, and he decided we have to present the Rav with the Sefer. And the truth is, the Shablat, that's the cover, the Rav dictated, but I told Rav Chaim that we can't do it because the Rav dictated should be Divrei Torah Shneva Chavura Im on, whatever it is, again, Moshe, Halevi Salvation, in Benova Tamil, Yosef Deva Levi. So I said, you know, if he publishes a Sefer, I can have this. So he said, you're right, okay. So that's a week. So we drove to Boston. Rob was sitting in a chair with his male nurse there. In back of him, pictures of his Elter Zayde, the Beis Halevi, the Zayde Rab Chaim, and the other side was the Tat Rav Moshe. And he was just completely, his eyes were closed, completely divorced from the world. So I said to the male, it doesn't seem to be, it's a good day for the rabbi, you know, and that's what he called the rabbi, you understand? So, you know, he agreed with me. So I said to myself, you know something? I came. I got to do something over here. So I decided, I whispered in the Rav's ear all the different pieces and the titles that he worked on with Father in Chaslavich, discussions that he had with Chaim Liza, discussions the Hebrew Blazer Yudel, all different issues, And as I whispered that into his ear, his eyes opened and opened. And he started speaking. And I must say, you know, one of the difficult moments of me, his dentures were out, and he was speaking in Yiddish and mumbling in Yiddish. But he was excited, okay? So I decided, okay, now I have the moment, okay? So I decided, this is the opportune moment. I'm going to show him the Shablat, the title. So I knelt down, and being in front of the Shir and watching him with his cataracts, I knew very well about his focus and how he focused and when he saw the words and when he didn't see the words. I mean, there were times in Babasra, he closed all the shades because the reflection was thing, and all the lights knew him were out. He says, all right, Ilsen, read the Gemara. So I held it up, and I was watching his eyes, and I saw for 2 minutes his eyes intently focused on the Shablat. And then I saw it stop, and I closed the sefer. I was back there to sell a few days later. I remember Chol HaMoed, I said, obviously, we finished the Gram Vagrid, we have to start the Igros Hagrid. I remember walking from my house to Gula. My late wife was going with the children. We had to visit someone in the family. I said, I'm not going on the bus. There was a piece, I don't know, it was published in Melachim. So I said, Rabban with the Rav, about the Shem, with the Mitzri. I remember holding the piece in my hand, and I was just walking the street with it. Okay. So when the Rav was Nifta a few days later, that was 10 days. I was there 10 days before the Ptira. So I was just, you know, what can I tell you? So I remember I called up Rav Chaim to Menachem Ovo, and he says, do you know, Papa was smiling when he saw the Sefer? So I said, what are you talking about? I didn't see any smile. So he says, what do you mean? He said, Yitzi told me. So I realized that by holding the Sefer up in front of my eyes, trying to focus on his eyes, I missed that last smile.